SRN News, I'm John Scott. In the Middle East, Iran has attacked commercial ships across the Persian Gulf and targeted Dubai International Airport. It's day 11 of the war against Iran as Israel and the U.S. continue their aerial assault. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Dan Kane says U.S. forces have begun to target Iran's military-industrial complex.
Focusing on centers of gravity to get upstream of the shooters out in the field in order to deny them the ability to continue to generate those one-way attack drones.
Iran's sports and youth minister said that the country is in no position to take part in the World Cup after the U.S. killed its supreme leader. Iran had been expected to take part in the World Cup that will be held across North America in June. Correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports the consumer prices remain high.
Inflation stayed stubbornly elevated last month. Excluding the volatile food and energy categories, core prices climbed 2.5% from a year ago. Those figures are above the Federal Reserve's 2% target. Volatile gas prices are expected to push inflation even higher. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A Texas man facing execution for fatally stabbing his girlfriend and her 8-year-old son.
Cedric Ricks is scheduled to receive a lethal injection tonight at the state penitentiary in Huntsville, Texas. The 51-year-old is on death row for stabbing girlfriend Roxanne Sanchez and her 8-year-old son Anthony in 2013. Sanchez's 12-year-old son survived the attack. During the trial, Ricks testified he had anger issues and had been defending himself against the boys after they had come to their mother's defense during an argument with him. If tonight's execution goes through, Ricks would be the second person put to death this year in Texas and the sixth person in the country. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. Young people are more engaged in church. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
A new poll from the Barna Group finds that 40% of America's Protestant pastors say they see more millennials and members of Generation Z showing up to worship services and participating in the life of their congregation. The churches that are most likely to see increased engagement by young adults are big ones, those led by younger pastors, and those outside the mainline Protestant denominations. Both males and females are responding. Michael Harrington reporting.
A conservative Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, first elected in 2007, says she will not seek a third 10-year term next year. This gives liberals another chance to expand their majority as cases involving hot-button social issues as well as redistricting, union rights, and school funding loom. Liberals took majority control of Wisconsin Highest Court in 2023. This is SRN News. A New York federal judge urging over 24 states to settle their antitrust claims against Ticketmaster and its parent company.
This after the Justice Department reached a deal and dropped out of an ongoing trial. Dan Wall, a lawyer for Ticketmaster parent Live Nation Entertainment, told Judge Aaron Zubermanian on Tuesday there was no chance all states would quickly settle. He based his assessment on the nature of discussions between the ticketing and entertainment giants and the states over the past week. Still, the judge persuaded lawyers for both sides to negotiate in Manhattan federal court. Keith Peters, Washington.
Virginia senators pushing to curtail a 5.3% tax break for data centers. The policy proposal comes while many communities are trying to defeat data center projects, and zoning proceedings in some states are reconsidering their sales tax exemptions. It's not guaranteed Virginia will end up taxing data centers. More details at srnnews.com.